Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Playing ESPN Rochester on radio.com.
All right.
Hey, we're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us this afternoon on AM 950, 95.7 FM, streaming on the radio.com app. Always love when we get caught up with Amherst head coach Chris Taylor, who joins us now. Coach, first of all, happy belated birthday. Wondering if you did anything fun on your special day.
I definitely did not do too much fun stuff. I was at the rink and then went to my favorite store, BJ's, some shopping. And then I came home, and my daughter came home from university to surprise me that she came home for a night for dinner. So, cooked a nice steak dinner with her.
Oh no! That is special.
That's wonderful. I mean, except for the BJ's part. I mean, going to BJ's on your birthday, yeah. I mean, like a punishment more than a celebration.
Yeah, you can't get an intern to do that.
For me, I love that store. I love going there and shopping. I'm a coupon guy too, so I like grabbing coupons.
Yeah, they allow that at BJ's. Some other places
don't. What you want. You want your head coach to know a value when he sees it. This is why he's had the success he's had, Gene.
Chris Taylor, the Amherst, three games in three. We'll preview the weekend here in a little bit. But, Chris, thanks to your team being off last night and Syracuse winning, the Crunch are now in first. How important is it for you for a divisional championship?
Well, obviously, we play every game to win. You know, most importantly, but, you know, that's something that we talked about midway during the year, at the leadership group, is that we want to be first. We don't want to be, second, third. We want home ice advantage, but we just want to be the top team, and we want to make sure that every team that plays us know it's going to be a difficult night, that, we're a top team in the league, and we want to be the top team in the league. So, every game is very important to us as a group. We're not just happy to make playoffs. We're here to be on top.
I love hearing it. Amherst head coach Chris Taylor in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Chris, your team, one of just three in the AHL this season to have 5 20-goal scorers. How important is it to have that kind of balance and contribution from multiple players on your team?
Well, I just think it shows you the depth and what we get for production from each and every different line and defensemen each night, which is good. We need that, and that's what makes us a little bit dangerous against playing against top teams here, is that they have to worry about, four lines and 60 instead of worrying about two lines and, maybe one set of pairing of D for the offensive side of the puck. And, we encourage everybody for their offense. We love when D are jumping up and plays. We love, so-called, everybody calls them third and fourth line, but we encourage them to get on the offensive side of the puck too, not just to be out there just to bump guys. We encourage them to, be involved in the offense and, want to score goals. We encourage that from everybody.
Amherst head coach Chris Taylor, our guest, the Amherst back home coming up Friday night against Bridgeport. Coach, it's not looking like a playoff season in Buffalo. I think that's kind of fair to say. So going forward, how is the organization going to handle the last month of the regular season? Do you think some of your guys will be going up as they're just going to get a look-see in Buffalo? Or is the organization going to lean the other way, committed to keeping the Amherst nucleus together for the stretch run?
I'm not sure about that. I think, depending on, injuries, I would imagine some guys will get some looks just because of, they'll need to fill the roster up there if it happens to be. But, we're not looking toward that at all. We always take one game at a time with our, with our team and the players. And I truly believe that, good things happen when you play well. And that's what we just concentrate with the players, just to make sure that they're taking care of their own business and other things will take care of itself and not look further on and, so I can't really comment on, what Buffalo is going to do. It's up to them what, if they need a call up or whatever like that. We're just here for our team and, you know, concentrating on, you know, getting our players and our team better.
Emmerich said, Coach Chris Taylor joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Chris, the last time we talked to GM Randy Sexton, and we asked him about, you know, dealing with players going between the two clubs, and he said that the philosophy of the team is that they don't really want to yo-yo players back and forth between Rochester and Buffalo, and I think at the time we were discussing Pilot specifically. Since then, Pilot has come back down and contributed for Rochester, but how is that for you as the head coach of this team, dealing with players when they have, you know, a Danny O'Regan is a recent example of somebody who kind of has been back and forth over the course of just a handful of days.
Well, yeah, it's tough, and it's tough on the player because they get a little bit confused too, and either, you know, do they play that bad? That's, is that why they're coming back to Rochester, or is it, you know, numbers, or, you know, and I, you know, it's tough for our team obviously too, because you're you know, in and out of the lineup, but our guys have done a good job, and I think Buffalo's done a tremendous job of not doing that as much, you know, as some teams have done in the past. And I really believe, like, you know, C.J. Smith, when he got up there, he got a really good shot up there. And, you know, that's a tribute to, you know, Jason and everybody and Randy and Phil doing a great job and giving him the opportunity. And, you know, now, you know, C.J. has come out with a great attitude. He works hard. He wants to get back up there, seeing how hard it is to maintain that level and how hard it really is. And, you know, that's just great for a guy like CJ to understand and, you know, get a little bit of taste, but understand, like, how tough it is up there. And also this far.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of dropped out there, Coach. We'll try to fight through the connection. Head Coach Chris Taylor joining us here in the sports bar. Let's ask you about another guy that it's the opposite story for, somebody who was up in Buffalo for most of the season. Now he's with you, Remy Elie, a veteran. He spent a lot of time in the NHL. How has he made the adjustment? What's his attitude been like? And he got suspended for one. It's coming up Friday. He'll have to serve. You can explain what exactly did he do to get the suspension, Coach?
Yeah, well, when he first got sent down, I think he struggled a little bit because I think it's new for him to, you know, you're in the NHL for the whole year and get sent down to a team that he's never been with and, didn't really know a lot of guys just because he got picked up on waivers, after training camp. So guys didn't really get to meet him. So, it was tough at the first, but he's really, become a really great guy in the locker room. Guys are getting to know him a lot better, understanding him. And, you know, I think he's fitting in our locker room very well. He brings that physical element, strong skater. But, you know what, for his suspension, he just got his elbow up, they felt in, Syracuse, game, you know, he just went by a guy and he got his elbow up, they felt. It was worth a one game suspension. We're not going to argue with that. That's up to the league to decide on those factors. But, you know, obviously he's been a good impact for our team as of late. And, you know, we're hoping to move forward. And, you know, I think he's going to be a really good person to have around for our playoffs. Just, you know, his size and his skating and that the style of play he has, which is, mesh well with what we're trying to do.
Rochester Americans head coach Chris Taylor, our guest, driving home in the car, joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Now, Coach, the Amerks did not make a trade at the AHL trade deadline. Was there anything in the works? We're just curious to know if there was any talk of movement there prior to the trade deadline.
Well, I think Randy was just looking around at whatever was available, if there was anything available that would make our team better, and obviously he felt that there wasn't, and, you know, we talked about that, and we really liked our team. You know, all year long, we've had the same guys minus Brendan, you know, getting traded. So, and we've added Remy. So, you know, we really liked our team, thus far. And I think the guys have done a great job so far. And that's our job to make these guys, the young guys, even better to get ready for the playoffs. And that's exciting. I think it's an exciting time for everybody. I think it's an exciting time for our veterans, our leadership group, and an exciting time for our young guys, you know. You know, all those Swedish guys that come over, Asplund, Olsen, and Pilot, you know, and Borgen playing, and, you know, Doherty, Hickey, all these young guys, you know, getting an opportunity to play in the playoffs, it's going to be great. And, you know, I think that our depth is good enough.
You know what? One thing I like about your team, Coach, heading to the playoffs, it's always tough to win on the road. The Amerks this year have the best road record, as you know, in the league this season. Credit to you and the team. And, you know, by no means has Rochester been a disappointment at home, but why do you think it is your guys have the better record on the road as opposed to home at this point?
Well, I think when you have that much skill that we do, I think sometimes at home you feel like you can let your guard down a little bit, hold on to the puck a little bit better. You want to make a fancier play in front of your home crowd, in front of your family and whoever's here. And I think you just take it a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, whoa, we're down by a goal and two. It's like, get back going. And I think in the road, we've done a better job with just keeping it simple and playing our game. And that's what we got to get to. And there's no excuses for our record to be like that at home. And, you know, we gotta change that. We take responsibility for that as coaches, as players. You know, we always want to be better. We always want to win, and nothing more frustrating is, you know, you don't win at home for your home fans, and we know that, and everybody knows that. They're always upset about it, and you know, we gotta be better. We work on that, and we take responsibility for it.
Amerks head coach Chris Taylor joining us for a few minutes here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. The schedule isn't doing you any favors this weekend. Three games in less than 72 hours. That's coming up this weekend. What are your thoughts on the weekend ahead with a home-and-home with Binghamton to tie it all up at the end?
Yeah, it's a tough one here. If you really want to go through it, it's probably three games in less than 48 hours. You know, you start at 7 o'clock on Friday, end at 4:30 on Sunday, and we lose an hour with the time change.
Forgot about that.
That's right.
Definitely not in our favor. So you're playing three games in almost 48 hours. It's in under 48 hours, sorry. And so it's a tough weekend for our guys. But again, we got to use our depth. A lot of teams go through the same situation. And, you know, again, I think our guys are in really good shape. We gave them 2 days off this week. We gave them Monday and Wednesday to prepare for this. And, you know, again, we think we're in good enough shape, and we have a lot of depth that we'll use everybody this weekend.
Chris Taylor, Rochester Americans, back home Friday night against Bridgeport. And Chris Taylor, Mike Danger, a man who knows value at BJ's.
Absolutely. If he's out there clipping coupons, he's a man who understands value. Hey, Coach, really quick, one more thing before we let you go, and this just popped into my head because I'm just reflecting on your time as head coach of the Amerks, and I think everybody that has watched this team, you know, you don't really have to say much because your results have kind of spoken for themselves. It makes me wonder who Chris Taylor looks up to. Who is the mentor of Chris Taylor? When you took this job, you know, through the year and a half plus now that you've been in this position, who do you look up to? Who has worked with you? Who's been your number one, your top mentor in this position?
Well, I look at so many different people. Honestly, I look at Butch Goring, my young coach. He was a great two-way player in New York Islanders. I look at Pat Burns. I played for him. Boston took some things out of him. Lindy Ruff. I took some things off of him as a player. Playing with guys like Randy Kenilworth, Doug Huda. You take away every different option you can do, and you just try and bring it back into your coaching style. And it's not really anybody's coaching style. I mixed in everybody what I thought did a great job here and there, and you just try and mix it together. And the biggest thing is, I just can't forget how I want to be treated as a player. And that's the biggest thing for me, is how I want, when I played, how did I want to be treated? And that's the way I want to treat my players and let them know that there's no doubt in their mind what they're doing, how they're doing it, what they're thought of, how they're thought of. And, that's what I believe. And I hopefully it works. You know, I hope the players respect me as much as I respect them.
Chris Taylor, how do you manage the different personality types? I said we were going to let you go. I have more questions. I'm more curious as we're expanding this. Learning to deal with different personality types, that's not just coaching. It's like middle management there. How have you evolved in that regard? Because some guys might need a pat on the back, and some guys might need a kick in the butt.
Yeah, that's the way it is. We've discussed that earlier in the year with everybody, and we've talked about that, and you know, that's being open with the players. Like, not everybody's going to get treated the same. That's to myself. You know, one's going to university or third year university. My daughter and my son, you know, he keeps us on our toes every day. He's special needs at 22, but he's going to live with us forever. And I take every life experience from what I see every day and how I and how I reacted when I was a player and how the players reacted when I was assistant coach, because they talked to assistant coaches a lot. And, you know, and just I took all that information in, and I'm just trying to do that the same as a head coach. And, you know, nothing changes. I haven't changed. I haven't changed since I was as a player. I haven't changed since I was assistant coach. I'm the same person, same ideas, same philosophies. I just have to yell a little bit more. And that's the only difference. I have the same respect. I have the same empathy for all the players. You know, we're in it together, and that's the biggest part. And they, when they know it, you're in it together, I believe that they work harder for you.
Amherst head coach Chris Taylor, continuing to make us proud. Coach, get some rest. It's a long weekend ahead of you. Good luck this weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It's always great talking to you. Get the coupon book for BJ's. It's awesome.
You don't have to sell me on it. I'm just not a coupon guy. Next time we get together, Tails, you and I, I want you to give me the tips, because I'm telling you, I look at that coupon book and it's daunting. It's a little bit, it's intimidating to me.
Oh, no, I love it. And you never buy anything that's not in the coupon book. You go there for a reason. Don't stray away from the coupon.
That's the problem. Everything is a $10 spot at BJ's. You go off your trail, and next thing you know, you spent over $100 on napkins. What am I doing here?
Exactly.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, Coach.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it.
Oh, gosh. That's Chris Taylor. He's going to be a head coach in the NHL, right? So even keel.
I would love, like, Tails and Sexton are the two guys that whenever we talk to them, after I talk to them, I'm like, It feels almost simplistic. Like, they make it seem so easy that what they're doing is, this is what we're doing, this is how we do it. Just there. How do you deal with different personalities? I try to treat people the way I wanted to be treated when I was a player. It's the golden rule. It's the simplest thing to do, yet it seems like it's such a hard thing for some people to understand.
You lay it out up in front. Not everybody's going to be treated equally on this team.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Expectations are set. Meet the expectations. Don't do your best. Do my best. It's common sense. Some people respond to it. Some people don't. Some people get to the professional level and don't respond to it. And you're left scratching your head with all this immense talent, but nothing above the neck. It's insane. He's great. Love Coach Taylor.
What's the one negative out of that? I completely forgot about this. This is Daylight Savings Weekend coming up already? I forgot they pulled it. Oh.
Well, listen, I don't even know why it exists. Why does it even exist where we have the hour forward and an hour back in the fall? What are we doing?
Well, I guess I'm happy that it will be lighter out later, but I every year I'm like, oh, that hour does kill
you. Do I need to lose the hour of sleep? Do I need to lose the hour of sleep? Now, let me tell you this, Gino. This morning, something rare happened, and I've been just a little bit off all day, because normally this isn't the kind of thing that happens to me.
Would you oversleep?
I couldn't find my car keys. I couldn't find my car keys. I never lose my car keys. I'm walking around the house for 5 minutes going, where the F did I leave my car keys? And it was just that 2 to 5 minutes that I spent looking for my car. They were in my coat pocket from last night. That just set me just askew, just a little bit off for the rest of the day.
See, this, and you have to do this on your own. For everybody who doesn't know, Danger's wife is Sandy Waters from the Breakfast Buzz on the Buzz. So it's not like you can ask for help. You're on your own every morning.
I get the kids up. I get them on the school bus every morning. I feed them a healthy, nutritious breakfast, get them on their way. I get a little workout in. I get my nephew on the bus as well. He gets dropped off. I feed the dog. And then by the time I'm ready to get out the door, I know exactly where my keys are, except for this morning. What the hell? Where are my keys? What did I do? Did I drop them? Wait. Coat pocket last night. Damn it.
That would be the first place you would look, right?
And no,
what did I wear last night?
The first place I look is the hook where I leave them on every time I don't use my car keys. Takes on the way next. I'll drink to that. Takes on tap. 454-ESPN is our phone number. You also know that I'm a Chicago Bears fan. Now, I'm not excited about a signing that the Chicago Bears have made.
We can talk about
you know, the fact that they're shopping around Jordan Howard if we want. I would rather talk about the signing of a kicker that they named today. I'm not excited about this news. And also, there's a prospect that is highly touted right now that a lot of people think will be there for the Buffalo Bills at 9, and the Buffalo Bills should take him at 9. And this kind of goes along with the Chicago Bears kicker that they signed today. I'm going to tell you why they shouldn't, why no team should draft this player in the first round.
We have the story out of Syracuse that broke this afternoon regarding Jim Boeheim. The DA's report is out. And I'll tell you what, if it were me or you, it would be a different story. Jim Boeheim's getting preferential treatment.
That's a take.
I don't think it's a take. I think it's obvious. But
National Cereal Day is today. You know how we talk about the residual cereal milk here in the sports bar. An RCM conversation on the way. The definitive top 5 RCM list on National Cereal Day. Yeah, you can go ahead and dispute it if you want, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to do better than this list. I'll drink to that is on the way next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.